Documents reveal West Point cadets being taught critical race theory. By Christina Wong on June 21, 2022. Documents obtained via the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, by conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch show that the Army's United States Military Academy, West Point, has been teaching cadets critical race theory, CRT. The documents, first reported by Fox News, were obtained after suing the Department of Defense twice for documents related to the instruction of cadets at West Point. "Our military is under attack, from within," Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton said in the press release. "These documents show racist, anti-American CRT propaganda is being used to try to radicalize our rising generation of Army leadership at West Point. They contain slides on CRT, which teach cadets that whiteness is a privilege one has to address in order to understand racial inequality and slavery," the slide said. "In order to understand racial inequality and slavery, it is first necessary to address whiteness. White people and people of color live racially different structured lives," Frankenberg. "One is a location of structural advantage, of race privilege. Two, a standpoint or place from which white people look at themselves and the rest of society. 3. Refers to a set of cultural practices that are usually unmarked and unnamed. Take for grantedness of whiteness. Privilege lives within this." JWVDOD West Point CRT 02616 page 9 by Christina Wong on Scribd. Another slide, titled "By the Numbers," features a graphic titled "Modern Day Slavery in the USA," and said, "Blacks are less likely than whites to have a college education, receive recommended medical screening tests, receive bank approval for a housing mortgage, own their own homes, receive a job promotion. Blacks are more likely than whites to live below the poverty line, be victims of homicide, 6-to-1, be incarcerated, 8-to-1. JWVDOD West Point CRT 02616 page 13 by Christina Wong on Scribd. According to Judicial Watch, the documents show that students are instructed that critical race theory grows out of the field of law and studies the way that racism is built into and reproduced through the institutions that organize everyday life. Another presentation, titled "Education and Work Inequality," had a slide that said, "Race and the Invisible Hand: How White Networks Exclude Black Men from Blue-Collar Jobs." Another slide in the same presentation, titled "Affirmative Action," asks cadets, "Do you think affirmative action creates and sick environment for reverse discrimination? Use CRT to support your answer." Cadets are also asked in a slide, titled "Conundrums of Integration," "What is the difference between desegregation versus integration? How would you apply a tenant, sick, of CRT to this idea?" Another presentation has a slide, titled "Critical Race Theory and Policy," which describes critical race theory tenets as racism is ordinary, race is socially constructed, and white Americans have primarily benefited from civil rights legislation. Representative Mike Waltz, RFL, said in a statement to Breitbart News. "The findings from Judicial Watch confirm what we exposed last year, that the indoctrination of critical race theory is occurring at one of our most prestigious military academies. These teachings are not only divisive but teach our future military leaders who swore an oath to protect and defend the United States that our country is fundamentally racist, misogynist, and colonialist. On the battlefield, the only color that matters is camouflage and the enemy's bullets certainly don't care about race. Once Republicans take back Congress, we are going to investigate this further and put an end to this indoctrination." Waltz first exposed West Point's teaching of CRT to cadets and confronted military leadership during hearings last summer. As Breitbart News reported, Waltz had also prompted the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley's infamous remark that he wanted to understand white rage. Waltz had queried Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin during a hearing on why there was a lecture at West Point on understanding whiteness and white rage. While Austin acknowledged that should not have happened, Milley was invited to respond to Waltz by a Democrat congresswoman and said he thought it was important to study critical race theory to understand white rage. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.